With What's News, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal. The European Central Bank is making moves to boost the stumbling Eurozone economy. Could the Fed do something similar? We'll have more in a moment. First, here are some headlines. News of the ECB's planned stimulus move sent U.S. stocks sliding Thursday as it prompted fresh worries about the health of the global economy. For the latest updates on the stock market, head to WSJ.com or WSJ Podcasts. Michael Cohen, a former attorney for President Trump, filed a lawsuit Thursday against the Trump Organization. It's over legal fees Mr. Cohen alleges he was owed but not paid as a result of his work for the company. In the lawsuit filed in New York State Supreme Court, Mr. Cohen said he had incurred millions of dollars in unreimbursed legal fees arising from multiple congressional hearings, special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation, and other matters. Mr. Cohen has pleaded guilty to 9 federal charges and has been sentenced to 3 years in prison. The Labor Department is expected to release its proposed overtime rule as soon as this month. It would set a new salary threshold below which, in most cases, workers must be paid time and a half, regardless of their role in the firm. Interest groups and labor attorneys expect the level to be near $35,000 a year. That would be an increase from the $23,660 threshold set in 2004, the last time it was raised, but be below the approximately $47,000 a year level President Obama's administration sought in 2016. A federal judge halted that rule from being implemented in December 2016. Business groups expect the new proposal to be more palatable than rules sought by the Obama administration, but worker advocates say it doesn't go far enough to protect Americans when they work more than 40 hours a week. The U.S.'s largest supermarket chain is experiencing digital pains. Kroger stock fell sharply Thursday after reporting lower quarterly profit and revenue. The company's investments aimed at moving more of its sales online are hurting profitability. Kroger and other food sellers are racing to keep up with tough competition from Amazon.com, as well as Walmart and expanding deep discount chains such as Aldi. Still ahead, the European Central Bank's move to help the Eurozone. The European Central Bank has unveiled plans for fresh stimulus measures in a bid to prop up the faltering Eurozone economy. It marks a major reversal coming less than 3 months after the ECB phased out a nearly $3 trillion bond buying program. Here with more about the European Central Bank's move is The Wall Street Journal's Brian Blackstone, who joins us from Zurich, Switzerland. Brian, you write that the ECB is the first rich country central bank to ease policy in response to the global slowdown. What steps is the ECB taking?
Well, they're basically doing two big things here. One of them is that they extended the amount of time where they said that interest rates would be at their current negative levels. That's basically a communications device to promise the financial markets the interest rates will stay where they are for a longer period of time than they had said previously. So that gives the markets some insurance that the ECB won't raise rate prematurely. The more significant measure was announcing fresh, long-term, very cheap loans to banks, which is going to help ease some of the funding pressure for European banks and will in turn give them money to buy government bonds, which is why you saw a reduction in government bond yields in parts of Europe after the ECB made the announcement.
These moves were viewed as a surprise. Why exactly is this the case?
Well, the ECB has a reputation for moving slowly. When they did their bond purchase program in 2015, they started that program after the Fed had already ended its bond purchase program. So the ECB kind of, there's this view that the ECB waits and waits and waits and then acts too late. So I think it still had this reputation. And I think the idea was the ECB would hint at this, but save the details for next month's meeting. Instead, they kind of threw what they had out to the markets now, which I think reflects the seriousness of the European economic slowdown. They didn't want to have the impression that they were behind the curve when it came to the weak economy.
You talked about sliding bond yields in Europe, Brian. How was the ECB announcement received by other markets, for instance, financial stock markets?
The currency markets, which is where you usually see the first reactions from central bank moves, you did see a weakening of the euro against the dollar, which makes sense because typically when a central bank is making easy money policies, is putting more money out there into the economy to weaken its currency. So that was one effect that we saw. But in other places outside of the bond market, the response has been mixed. You saw weakness in European and U.S. stocks, which could reflect the fact that on the one hand, the ECB did the stimulus, which made the bond market happy. But the rationale for doing the stimulus is that the economy is weak. So that recognition that the economy is weak might have spooked some investors in the stock market.
Brian, the Eurozone economy had been one of the fastest growing economies due partly to stimulus measures taken by the ECB. I believe this was the case in much of 2017. Why has the economy slowed dramatically?
Well, the European economy is very sensitive to international trade, countries like Germany especially. So the concerns over trade wars, over the slowdown in China, these tend to hit Europe more than they would hit the United States because the U.S. economy is much more domestically driven than Europe, which relies on other countries for a lot of its growth. So that was one factor. And the other factor is stimulus from a central bank can only last for so long, can only boost the economy for so long. At some point, you need strong economic fundamentals, productivity growth, employment growth. And in the end, I think some of the euro's kind of weak fundamentals have dragged down growth at a time when the external environment, growth overseas, was starting to slow. So I think it was kind of a double whammy that hit the European economy.
It seems like the Eurozone economy is much more dependent on moves by the European Central Bank than in other regions of the world.
Yes, that's exactly right. Partly because governments in Europe and in the Eurozone are very reluctant to stimulate the economy by tax cuts and spending increases. In Europe, there are pretty strict deficit rules that a deficit can't exceed 3% of a country's gross domestic product. So what that means is that for weak countries like France and Italy, they're not doing very much to try to stimulate their economy. And they're not able to, even if they wanted to. The challenge in a place like Germany is it runs a budget surplus, but it is just for historical reasons very reluctant to run deficits. So whereas in the United States and now in China, you see much more aggressive actions by governments to stimulate growth. You don't have that same encouragement of growth from governments in Europe. So they tend to rely much more on the European Central Bank.
And again, we should stress that the ECB is the first major developed country central bank to provide new stimulus at a time when, you know, the global economy is softening.
Yes, and we'll see if other central banks follow. I think that in this sense, the ECB is a little bit ahead of the curve now. And the big question is going to be, what does the Fed end up doing? It has paused its rate increase cycle. The question now is, will it maintain that pause for a very lengthy period of time? And would there eventually be a rate decrease on the horizon for the Fed? So I think right now it's significant that a big central bank like the ECB is taking new measures to stimulate the economy. The question now is going to be, do other big central banks follow suit?
Wall Street Journal reporter Brian Blackstone joining us from Zurich, Switzerland. Thanks a lot, Brian.
You're welcome. Good talking to you.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.